All right, welcome to Broker Boys. This episode's going to be a little bit shorter, and all episodes forward are going to be a little bit shorter unless we come across something that needs more detailed explanations. But this week, what is better, a dividend stock or a long-hold growth stock? So something such as, you know, SPY or ARK. You know, not the dividend stocks, but just the growth stocks there.
Yep, compared to like a Netflix or something like that doesn't pay dividends.
Yeah, it's compared to, you know, like GOF, which is the one I'm in. But none of what you're about to hear is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. I'm not even really that good at it. Just Derek has all the experience here. So
yeah, definitely not financial advice, but we do like talking about it. It's something that we are both passionate about, and when Tron's here, he's passionate about it too. So personally for me, I love a good mix of dividend stocks and growth stocks. You know, if you believe in the company, why not own some of it? If you buy from the company, why not own some of it? If you pay your, you know, one thing when I was talking to these guys about first getting into actual buying shares of stocks, you know, I told them to think about stuff you buy on a regular basis. Like, do you buy Nike? Do you buy Adidas? You know, do you buy Under Armour? You know, do you have AT&T? Do you have Verizon? You know, do you have T-Mobile? Like, buy those stocks that you own, so every time you pay your cell phone bill, you're paying yourself, you know? The nice thing is a lot of companies like AT&T and Verizon will pay out dividends and stuff because they get monthly bills. So they have tons of cash. The only downside of those is they don't normally move on the graph very much. They kind of stick around the same amount. You know, AT&T has been flirting with like 28 to 35 for the last like 4 years. Even when the crash happened during the pandemic, it only went down to like 27 bucks, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't get a lot of play, but it's also very easy to tell like when it's going to be doing good. You know, new phones get released, stuff like that. Obviously, it's going to go up, you know. And then, you know, companies like Disney. Disney's another great company. It's a great, they own so many things. They're never not going to stop producing entertainment of some sort, you know. And until recently, I mean, now's a weird time to get into dividend stocks because a lot of dividends were cut during the crash. And they haven't been restarted yet, or they're still at their very low of small amounts.
GameStop.
Yeah, so finding out when you can get and when you can get your dividends and how you get your dividends is a little bit difficult now, but there's still plenty of stocks available that are paying out good dividends that didn't cut theirs or haven't changed their plan, you know, so.
Yeah, such as, you know, REITs and stuff like that. You know, for me personally, I have looked at, you know, growth stocks, and like I've obviously, you know, held AMC. You know, I did a little paper hand. Sorry, boys, I'll get back in.
Yep. They pay dividends.
Yeah, they do. And I've gotten money. I'm like, why do I have extra?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's a nice feeling when you're like, okay, cool. Still diamond handing on that GameStop though. They're supposed to be paying dividends. They're not.
They probably will after the call.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter because the amount of dividends that they would have paid versus how much the company has grown. I'm easily up over 100%.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, I bought this share for 100 and like, I averaged out to 120 a share.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. You know, I'm like wanting to buy more. It's 250 now, and I'm like,
maybe not there.
Yeah, no. Trust me. I bought one at 330, and it hurt me so bad.
I mean, there's some stocks too that like I don't understand why they don't pay out dividends. Like Netflix, I totally think Netflix should pay dividends. Just not their business model, but still a great company to invest in.
But honestly, what they're doing is they're using their extra capital that they have to pay for, you know, new movies.
Well, better actors.
Better actors, new movies, new shows, and more content for them to put out. Sure. So if they were, you know, throwing out their dividends.
Well, Qdoba's another one. Qdoba's like trades at like 1,000 right now. Or I'm sorry, Chipotle. Chipotle, like they should pay dividends. It's crazy. Why is a fucking burrito company trading at $1,000 a share?
Because white people love it.
Yeah.
But and like, they have the impossible
Amazon meat. I bet you could get tons more investors if Amazon paid out dividends. Obviously, the stock price would drop from 3,000 something to, you know, 2,000 something, you know, but it is a neat way to start investing. And, you know, when you're later on in life, if you've been holding for 40 to 60 years and you're about to retire, you could literally have a monthly income of stock money or a quarterly income of stock money every month instead of reinvesting it.
Yeah.
Put it in your pocket.
I mean,
so
yeah, you just like look at it and it's like, oh, cool. You know, some of these do every month, some like what, once a year?
Personally, I prefer monthly or quarterly. Some people do them half a year. Some people do them yearly. Yearly ones are great if you're going to, you know, as you get older, you know, SPY, you know, Boeing, big companies like that, that pay out one time a year, but they pay a fat dividend. It's pretty sweet to own, you know. What I recommend is when you're getting into dividends is buy enough of the stock, if you can, to pay yourself in a share every time they pay dividends.
Yeah. I mean, you know, me personally, and this is not financial advice, I'm going over to GOF, like Guggenheim or whatever it's called. They like pay like 10%. And it's awesome. It's
on the month.
On the month. Every month at the end of the month, they pay. And I'm just going to start investing real heavy over there. Yeah. Just, you know, $450, boom, 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 boom. And then every other time just be like, okay, I'm going to throw something over here. Cause throwing all your eggs in one basket, that's.
Well, so it, in a sense of when you're building up a dividend portfolio, it's okay to throw a bunch of eggs in the basket.
Yeah.
You know, because you're trying to get as many shares as you can to pay yourself back.
But, like, I'm also looking, I have the money right now to invest into the REIT. So, for Fundrise, which we talked about a few episodes ago, we're just saving up some more money. You know, hopefully I can have $1,000 and just dump that in.
Yeah, and, you know, the nice thing is when you get yourself, like for me, one of mine, like not financial advice, but one of mine is AT&T. So I own enough AT&T. So every time up until the pandemic, when AT&T would pay out dividends, I would get another share of AT&T. And that's like, it's a lot of money. It's a couple thousand dollars to do that. There's people, though, that if you do this for the next, you know, if you're our age, 20, 30 years old, and you're doing this, you know, your portfolio grows to, you know, a couple $100,000. You can potentially live off that, off a monthly dividend.
This is my goal. My goal right now is to get $500,000 in a dividend portfolio. That way I can, you know, live on it. Not like, you know, the rich life, but to where it's like, okay, my rent's paid. This is paid. And, you know, a little bit more goes in. And I can take my entire paycheck and just throw it at, you know, whatever investment. And ultimately, my ultimate goal is to have enough capital to be able to just travel the world for the rest of my life. The way dividends keep on getting dumped in. Here you go. Here's more money. And it's like, okay, I'm going to go to Japan for, you know, a year. I'm just going to go explore Japan. I'm going to go explore India. I'm going to go do this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
And, you know, I remember, like just recently, like, my position on this has changed. I'm like, I'm just going to spend my money now and, you know, worry about the future when it's... I'm like, man, I wish I would have saved a lot of my money. For the last 10 years...
Dude, there's so much of that, like...
Yeah, I'm like, I'm like, damn it. I screwed up. And, you know, everyone's going to sit here and do their own thing. You're going to either, you know, listen to your dad or not. But, yeah, I want to be able to have a whole bunch of dividends. And a stock can jump up 30% in a year. And that's a whole lot more than your 10%. So if you dumped, you know, $10,000, that jumped 30%, that's an extra $3,000. compared to the $1,000 you would have gotten from the dividends. But you can also lose, you know, a lot of that money too. And I've seen that happen. I've seen people be like, oh yeah, just check this out. This stock just crashed.
Yep.
I bought it at the top. I bought it GameStop at $450, threw my entire life savings in that, and then I watched it just dive to the ground. It's like, oh, that hurts. So a lot of it's, you know, the entry speed in which you get in, yep, the entry level.
That and how much money you put in. Also time in the market. You know, we are big fans of not just trying to jump in and make a quick buck, you know.
Yeah, no, my money, anything that goes into any of my accounts, I am not allowed to touch. In fact, I don't even know how to touch it, really. And I'm not ever going to learn. Like, that, what's an exit strategy? I don't, you know.
Yep.
But yeah, like I've invested in a few stocks that are way down, you know, Penn doesn't pay me dividends. And, yeah, I lost a grip of money on that, and that sucks. But yeah, now I'm, you know, hopefully it goes back up. Everything has a potential to go back up to where it originally was.
Sure
does. And beyond.
Sure does.
So,
yeah,
but that's it. You know, you can, you know, choose if you want dividends, choose if you want, you know, because they can cut their dividends at any time. They can change their dividends at any time.
Yep.
They can go from.
Most companies don't. Once they're set, they're pretty much set.
Yeah. Once they're just rolling with the punches and just doing their thing, cool.
Yep.
They can lower it or raise it. So.
Yep. One thing that's really neat is sometimes companies will do like special dividends where, like, say they just made a bunch of money or they got a government subsidiary and they didn't use all the money they needed for it. Sometimes they'll just give it to the stockholders, you know. LORL was a space company, the satellite company, and they were able to give out a like $5 dividend per share. So I bought enough to get a free share, you know. So I got a free share because I bought 5 shares or whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep. And then, like, but be careful when you're buying dividend stocks, don't get played, because there's a date you have to own the stock by to get the dividend. So there's a certain date for that and a certain day the dividend gets paid. So there's two different dates, very important.
And we had a whole episode on dividends, the expiration date, yep, essentially.
Yep. And then,
and
you know, just that too. And then, you know, there's some that you don't, maybe you won't keep in your portfolio forever. You just kind of have a couple extra $100 and you get the dividend quick and then you pop out into something different. You know, it, just because you hold a dividend stock doesn't mean you have to keep it forever, you know. But we do like buying and holding shares. I like building my dividend portfolio for long term. I don't use dividend trading for short term.
Yeah. I mean, it's not great for short term. And a lot of these dividends are not going to be paying you 10%, but some of them will. And yeah, can change for the better, can change for the worse. And a lot of it is just a gamble. But that's it for this week. And we will be back next week with something different. I'm Alex the Truck. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter. I don't really do any of that too much. We got the bearded Yeti Derek over here.
On Twitter, then Gloves221 on Instagram.
Gloves221. And Tronny Wani, he is absent today. He, you know, has prior obligations. So, but that's it. Bye.
Later.